Greetings in Jesus' name, and good morning to the saints of the Appalachian District. And I don't know. Thank you. I thought you were going to adjust it. So I don't know what goes through your mind when you get addressed as a saint. A lot of times in the Orthodox settings and so on, the saints are dead and long gone, and oftentimes they don't call them a saint until there's probably nobody living that even knew or that person. And so is it proper for me this morning to introduce or greet you as a saint? And I just find it interesting that it's not even what my devotions is on, but Paul, in his letter to the Church of Ephesus, did address his readers as saints, and they were his living readers. So I think it is proper, I believe it is proper, to address you as saints this morning. When Tim messaged me to come have devotions here, my first impression was no way, not in front of such a large group of people. And the thought kept running through my mind, like, why do we even have the meetings? Why do we gather the three churches, the district, together to have meetings like this? Wouldn't it be easier just to hold our normal Sunday morning service and in each one of the congregations? And why put the extra effort and planning into a special meeting? And I've been reading and studying Ephesians some, and kept coming to Ephesians chapter 4. You can turn there if you would like to. This was Paul's letter to Ephesus. And the first three chapters of Ephesians was basically doctrinal, and he was laying a foundation. And chapter 4 is the first chapter where he starts to get practical. And it's on the unity of the Spirit, chapter 4. I'm going to read 1 through 16. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when ye ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. the opposite of unity is obviously separation and so on. And our human nature, it is very, it's easy for us to focus on our differences, right? We all have, most of us here have, we're not all the same. We're different careers, different occupations, different interests, different hobbies, different age levels, different places in life. And we can focus, it's a lot easier to focus on our differences and let that affect our relationships with each other and so on. And it causes us a distance and finally separation. Well, Paul here is calling for unity, right? And he lists, everyone here this morning has at least these seven things that he lists in common this morning. And that's what I believe, what endeavors, that's why we can successfully draw everyone together. Number one, he starts out in verse 4. There's one body, the fellowship of believers, the church, everyone that makes up the body of believers, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one that's guiding and directing us, hope, we all have the same hope, future life, eternal life. We all have one Lord, the same Lord, Christ, our Savior. One faith, our belief in Jesus and salvation. One baptism. We all made the same commitment to follow Christ. And one God, we all have the same Father. And if we focus on, instead of our differences, we focus on everything we have in common. If we focus on these seven things, it allows us to draw together and to accomplish something much greater than ourselves. If we allow our differences to drive us apart, to separate us, we're left with ourselves, right? And what can we accomplish by ourselves? Not near as much as we can accomplish by unifying, drawing together. So why are we here this morning? I think verse 16 sums it up pretty well. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And I know the topic or the theme is change, and what better way to deal with change is to do it as a body, a unified body, unified in the Spirit, to deal with change. So let's stand for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for the privilege to be able to gather in this way. We thank you for each one here. We thank you for each one of the saints, that your saints have gathered here this morning to worship you and to learn and endeavor to be unified in spirit and in body to further your work and your kingdom here. We just ask to be with each one of the speakers as they bring message, give them wisdom and clarity of thought. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.